Welcome to Generation Rise, the podcast with Marcus Bell. Thank you so much, Rise family, for coming in and checking me out today. I always appreciate you coming in and spending some time with me. Listen, Rise family, we are in and moving into the next installment of the series that we started to start off 2024, the re-season, re as in again. What are the things that we need to do in our lives to, again, to get us closer to the plan, the purpose, the destiny, the passion, the goals that we have in our lives? And the word that I have for you today, Rise family, is repair. Repair, as in to fix or to mend or to bring things together. What do we need to repair? Whenever something becomes broken or it starts to malfunction or not work as it is intended or designed, it needs to be repaired. If you would like for it to work in the way that it was designed to work or functioning properly again. Think about any product you can think of, whether that be a car, your phone, computer, TV, a piano, soccer ball, jersey, video game, even the chair that you're sitting in. When something goes wrong with any of those things, your screen cracks on your phone, you get a hole in the ball, you have a out of key piano, those things must be repaired to work properly. You can even think about it beyond just a product. Think about a relationship that needs to be repaired, a way of doing something that needs to be done differently so that it can work properly, a way of living, a system of doing something, a way of thinking. When these less tactile, meaning things that you can touch, when these less tangible things go haywire, they too must be repaired or fixed so that your life can run in the proper way. You can think things through in the proper way. You can address issues in the proper way. So, Rise family, what are the things that we need to repair in our own lives? What are things that we are connected to that need to be repaired? And as you think about that question, Rise family, I want you to consider that oftentimes when we repair something, it rarely goes back to what it used to be. And in all actuality, it will never be what it used to be. It will never be exactly the same because you have to do a repair in it. It will be something new. And oftentimes when you repair something, particularly if you take your time, you give the energy, the resources, and the strategy to do it in the right way, the new product or the new thing that comes from the repair is generally stronger and better than the original because you often learn something from what went wrong before. Sometimes you repair something to get set free. So sometimes it's not, I'm repairing it just to fix it. Sometimes you have to repair things to set it free. And let me pause for a second and break that down a little bit more, because you may be asking yourself, how can you repair something to lead to freedom? Or how can you set something free through a repair? So let me give you a practical example of what I'm talking about. If you think about a heart attack, heart attacks are often caused by blockages in the arteries that provide the blood that flow from your body to the heart, to and from the heart, for your body to function properly, for your body to function properly, if you have a blockage in your artery, that blockage has to be repaired, and that blocked artery has what's usually a stent, which is a little piece of mesh that basically goes into your artery that allows the blood to flow more freely through your body, which enables your body to function in the proper way that it's supposed to. Otherwise, you have a heart attack, and then you'll have all of the type of health issues that go along with it. Another way I can think about it is, I think about a grudge. And I think it was the rapper Royce da 5'9" that said it in this way. He said, holding on to a grudge is like letting someone live in your head rent-free. Let me ask you, who is hurt from a grudge that you may be holding on to? Somebody did you wrong years ago, or it could have been yesterday, and you are holding a grudge. You're so angry. You're so mad at this person. You're holding a grudge against that person. Who is actually being hurt from the fact that you're holding on to a grudge? The short answer is that most times, and pretty much all the time, the person that is really hurt by the grudge that you're holding is yourself. Because you are allowing that person or that situation, that grudge, to inhabit your mind and inhabit your thoughts. And what you have to do is you have to let go, you have to forgive, and you have to repair that part of the relationship with yourself and potentially some person or some situation so that you can free yourself from the bondage of the grudge that you're holding on to. So that's another way that repairing something can lead to a freedom in a certain way. Rise family, we have to do a better job of repairing the broken places in our lives so that we can move more freely, so that we can hear and see more clearly. And let's be clear, every repair is not the same. So if you think about having a knee injury, there are sometimes, if you hurt your knee, that all you have to do is give it a rest. Just give it some time and your knee will heal. There are other times when you hurt your knee and you actually have to go rehab it. You have to do some exercises. You have to strengthen it. You have to give it some kind of therapy. And then there are other times when you hurt your knee and you basically have to reconstruct it. Or in another way, you have to do some surgery to it. You actually have to get microscopic to be able to fix or repair your knee. Those are the same type of things that you have to do in your life. There are times where time will heal the wound to repair it. There are times where you may need to talk to somebody and you need to go into therapy to work through whatever issue it is to repair that part of your life. And there are other times where you have to do a deep dive and get microscopic and get all the way down to the root of the issue of whatever it is that you are going through to repair that part of your life. And I think about somebody like Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, as he's known today. I always knew him as Neon Deion, Primetime Deion Sanders, the football player that also played Major League Baseball. He was just that talented of an athlete that not only did he give himself an alter ego by naming himself Primetime, but he was a guy that was able to play an NFL football game and an MLB baseball game in the same day. Like, that is impressive. Left one game, flew to the other game, played in that game. That's unheard of. But right now, Deion Sanders has moved into a new chapter in his life in coaching. And he's moved on. And at this point, he is the head football coach at Colorado University. Now, for my Rise family, many of my Rise family probably don't know much of the history of Colorado football, University of Colorado football. At one point in time, Colorado football was one of the powerhouse universities out there. In the 80s and 90s, they had very good teams. And in all actuality, in 1990, they won a national championship. In 1994, they had a Heisman Trophy winning running back in Rashawn Salaam. They've produced NFL players. They have had All-Americans. At one point in time, they were a very reputable college football program. Now, more recently, they haven't had much success at all, probably since the early 2000s. We're in 2024 right now, and they've struggled for a while now to kind of recapture the old glory days, so to speak. And Deion Sanders is in the process right now of repairing a lot of things that damaged the program, that kind of caused it to fall off in a way that they weren't a very successful program anymore. And in the process of what he is doing, he is coming into the University of Colorado and interjecting a new energy. He's repairing damaged relationships, and he's repairing damaged ways that things were done. And he is going through the process of repairing and reestablishing the University of Colorado football program. This was his first year, and no, he didn't win a ton of games. He was 4-8. But if you think about just the impact that he has had on the University of Colorado and how their season ticket sales have gone up, he's repairing that part. He's repairing the economy at the University of Colorado, because the more football games that more people that come to the football games, the overall economy around the University of Colorado goes up. You know, so he is doing a lot of things in a short period of time to help repair. And I think he's going to reestablish Colorado and take them to a whole new level. Before he got to the University of Colorado, Deion Sanders did a similar thing at Jackson State University and made them relevant in a way that no other HBCU has been relevant in quite some time. But even to go deeper into the Deion Sanders story, when I mentioned him being primetime and being a MLB and an NFL player, at the height of all of that, there was a time that he went through a very dark place to where he tried to end his own life. He tried to take it all. The money, the fame, the access, the everything that he had access to could not help get rid of the problems that he was facing. So primetime was trying to self-sabotage his own self when he was at the height of his athletic career. He had the world at his fingertips and tried to end it all. And nothing could stop him until he took the steps to repair himself and ultimately repair his relationship with God before that he could reestablish himself and then take himself to another level. Rise family, I want to encourage you to repair the broken pieces of your life. And that could be the internal broken pieces, or that could be the things that you are in charge of, the things that you are associated with, things at your job, the projects that you work on, the systems that you operate within. Repair the broken pieces of those things. Repair the broken pieces of your life. And what I need you to know and understand is that many times it's not the big things that do the most damage. It's oftentimes the small things, the small broken pieces that start to slowly tear you apart, that start to slowly give cracks in the form, in the foundation. Repair the systems that you live by. Repair the unhealthy habits that you've acquired over time. Repair the toxic ways that you think about yourself and the toxic way that you think about different situations that you encounter. Repair the valuable relationships. Most importantly, the valuable relationship that you have with God and yourself, but also some of those relationships that you value, but because something happened, you're holding a grudge onto it and you won't open yourself to trust again. Repair yourself as the vessel. Repair the holes and the leaks and the things that you have that are drawing life out of you so that you can be filled. And you can be refreshed and that you can be full of the glory that is you so that you can give yourself fully to the things that you desire. Repair the little details in your life so that you can pursue and attain the bigger purpose of your life. I can promise you that the more things that you repair within yourself, the more things that you repair, the stronger, the better, the braver, and the more prepared that you will be for everything else that is ahead of you. Repair those things in and around you, free yourself, and reestablish a new you that has not been ever seen before. Thank you so much, Rise family. As always, I appreciate you coming in and spending time with me. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you. Now go be great.